If you like to talk to tomatoes,
if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes, up and down the produce aisle.
Excuse me. Have we got a show for you? Celery, gotta be
VeggieTales. There's never a show like VeggieTales. It's time for VeggieTales.
Okay, Bob, follow me.
Larry, I can't see you. How am I supposed to follow you?
Just move this way. Okay, you ready for this?
You've got me really curious, Larry. What are you up to?
You'll see. Well?
It's a curtain.
Bob, it's not just any curtain. It's an Extreme Redo Crying Edition curtain.
So?
While you were on vacation last week, the crew from Extreme Redo Crying Edition came in and redid the kitchen. We've had a total kitchen makeover.
How you feeling right now, man?
I feel good.
You hear that? He feels good.
Aww.
Well, my friend, get ready to feel great.
Pull that curtain!
Ooh, you guys are amazing. Light blue walls, a throw pillow, the place has been completely transformed.
It looks the same to me.
Oh yeah, go ahead, let it all out.
What? Where's QWERTY?
Hi, QWERTY. Greetings, Larry.
Ah, QWERTY, is that you?
Oh yeah, Extreme Redo. QWERTY's needed an upgrade for 10 years. Looking good, buddy.
I feel like a million bits. Ha ha, get it? Bits.
Good one.
Hey, yeah, we've upgraded his humor chip. LOL.
I've got mail.
You've never had mail before, buddy. And now you do. How's that feel?
I feel like a million bits.
Aww, that is so sweet.
Dear Bob and Mary, my mom and dad are always telling me stuff I don't want to do, like making my bed, doing my homework, practicing piano, that kind of stuff. All I want to do is play. What should I do? Your friend, Liam Young.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
We are hip, happening, and now, thanks to Extreme Redo.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
You can just cry if you want. You want to cry?
Yeah, come on, let it go. So love tomato flow.
Children, let's try.
Here you go, Liam. Roll film.
Once upon a time, in the small Italian town of Bologna Salami.
Hey, buongiorno. Hey, what are you doing? Pizzeria.
There lived a lonely toy maker named Gelato.
Just because I talk to toys doesn't make me lonely. Besides, I've got ducks.
And his assistant, Cricket.
I am not a cricket.
His assistant named Cricket.
I am a caterpillar. Well, that is only half true.
Kind and honest Gelato was never married, so he had no children he could call his own.
I call this one.
That's not a child.
Oh.
His three beloved brothers were mysteriously lost at sea while delivering meatballs to the small island of Boyardee. So Gelato poured all of his loneliness and love into the toys he carved for the joy of others. One of the toys, a wooden duck, was so realistic, a family of motherless ducklings followed it home. Gelato loved the ducks like they were his own children. Oh, how he loved to teach them, and oh, how they loved to listen. He taught them about right and wrong, responsibility, honesty,
and monopoly. Craig is fascinated with real estate.
Cricket was glad Gelato was happier, even though ducks made him nervous.
They eat caterpillars!
Well, good thing you're a cricket.
I have got to change my name.
And so the ducklings listened closely as Gelato taught them everything they needed to know.
Look at little Liliana as her mother shows her how to gather breakfast from a chicken or make milkshakes from a cow. Even Steven's juggling papa taught him when to take a bow. Wow. Nothing's missing 'cause they listened when their parents taught them how. A mother and a father know the ways to live life right. So listen, little children, and your days will turn out bright. Now you! Wonderful! Now harmonize. Beautiful! Now pick Latin. Perfect! Now barbershop. So take these little lessons that I offer me to you. They go through your ears and in your heart to teach you what is true. A father loves his little ones, he'll teach them what is right. And if you listen closely, then your days will turn out bright. Listen, little ducklings, and your life will turn out right.
Psst, Gelato!
Parcheesi! How's the woodworking business?
Oh, I love the smell. Hate the splinters.
You can say that again.
Hate the splinters. Say, you wouldn't need a nice piece of wood, would you?
Would I? But I can't, so I won't. I've only got 5 pennies right now. We don't spend money we don't have, right, duckling?
Oh, it's your lucky day, Gelato. This very special piece is yours, absolutely free.
Huh? Nothing's free, Parcheesi.
True. Except this piece of wood.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Must be Mexican jumping wood.
It's pistachio wood. From a pistachio tree. Very special.
Well, at least you could let me pay you a little something, Parcheesi. Parcheesi?
No need to pay. It's all yours.
Something smells fishy.
No, it smells like pistachios. Hooray! A bonus piece of wood for a bonus toy. Come, little ducklings. Daddy's gonna carve you a brother.
This has bad idea written all over it.
Really? Must be tiny writing. Good night, little ones. Bruce, let's hope that beak guard helps your snoring. Gary, it's not polite to eat worms in bed. Good night, Greg. Sweet dreams, little ones. Prepare yourself for a long night, Cricket.
All throughout the night, Gelato poured his love into this new and very special wood carving.
Just winked at me.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey! Whoa!
Oh, this is great!
Hey, wait, come back!
Woo!
Silly toy, why don't you just stay still?
You're not the boss of me. I don't have to listen to anybody. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want.
You're not like the other toys, are you?
Never heard of toys.
I will call you Pistachio, after the wood from which you were made.
Nobody made me. I'm out of here.
Well, hold your horses, Pistachio. You're a part of the family now. I'm your father, Gelato.
Never heard of a father.
Why, a father is the one who'll teach you how to live, how to be happy.
I don't need any lessons. I can find happiness without anybody's help.
Oh, Pistachio, you need to listen to those who love you the most, your parents.
Why should I listen to my parents? I want what's best for me.
Because you are too young to know what is best for you, Pistachio. Trust me, I was a boy once too. Tomorrow, we'll take a field trip for your first lesson in life. But for now, we must sleep.
Well, okay. I guess we can try it your way. For now.
That's my log, boy. Good night, Cricket.
I am a caterpillar.
Good night, Pistachio.
You will see. Gelato is a good father. He has learned great things from his own father. And you will learn those things from him, if you will listen.
Well, if I don't, I'm not hanging around a bunch of ducks.
A team.
What?
It's not a bunch of ducks. It is a team of ducks, like a gaggle of geese or a herd of cattle.
Never heard of cattle.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this.
So Gelato took his ducklings and Pistachio to the art museum, where he would use the paintings to teach a very important lesson.
Just pictures? Boring.
You'll see, Pistachio. There's nothing like art to help you find your way. Hey, Art!
Aye! What's up, Gelato?
Which way to the sheep paintings?
Down and to the left, past the prodigal.
Thanks, Art. Gary! You should have gone before we left home. Now, here's what I really wanted to show you. Sheep!
Never heard of sheep.
It's a flock of sheep. You're thinking of cattle. It was the shepherd's job to take care of 100 sheep. One sheep ran away and got lost. Even though there were still 99 more, the shepherd left the 99 to go off into a storm in search of that one lost sheep.
Why would he do that?
Well, because he was a good shepherd, and he loved all the sheep. He didn't want to lose a single one.
Why did the little sheep run away?
Nobody knows. Maybe a wolf dressed like a sheep talked him into it. Maybe he thought he could find something more fun than following his shepherd. Maybe he thought he knew best. By the time the shepherd found him, he was cold and miserable. He knew he should have listened to the shepherd.
Some children act the same way. They foolishly think they know best, that they don't need to listen to their parents. Not me. I'm no fool. No, sorry.
Nicely put, Cricket. You should sit on my mallet and finish all of my stories.
Moralizing runs very deep in my family.
I do love this painting.
Say.
Say what?
I'll bet this painting you love so much is in one of those art books. And they're only 5 cents. I'd be happy to go buy it for you. Can I have 5 cents? Huh, can I?
Wow. That's great that you've taken an interest in art so soon. But 5 cents is all the money I have.
But it's filled with artwork that we could take home. I thought you wanted your children to learn. I want to learn all I can.
Hey, don't look at me. I cannot even lift a penny.
So Gelato gave Pistachio his 5 pennies to buy the book, but made him promise to go straight there and then come right back.
Oh, I promise.
The moment he lied, something strange happened to Pistachio's nose. But we'll get to that later.
Growing boy.
Okay, now, who can tell me the population of Luxembourg? Oh, close, Greg, but you forgot the suburbs.
Thank you.
Come young, come all to my puppets down the hall, to the fun that you're not supposed to have.
Uh-huh.
I'll do some impressions, but there won't be boring lessons like the ones that you get from your dad. As silly as a tickle.
Sorry, tickets cost a nickel, a small price to pay to be glad.
So come see my talents.
Abandon your parents.
It's fun, and it's no strings attached. No strings?
Huh?
Amazing! A puppet with no strings! If you were in the show, I'd be rich! Picture people paying golden coins to watch this little boy as he sings for them and dances as the world's first stringless toy. It's so genius, just between us, everyone will cry encore!
Encore!
Boy, it's no time to be modest, for the world will soon applaud us.
Yay!
Look at what you brought us.
Those are the biggest pennies I've ever seen.
Wait! Get back here, puppet! You're coming with us!
No, I'm not!
Get him, Alfredo!
Oh, I wonder who these belong to.
What seems to be the problem, little log?
I'm not a log. I'm a toy.
Could have fooled me. I am Confetti, the fox.
And I am Purina, the cat.
You don't look like a cat.
Meow.
Why so glum, chum?
Oh, I probably shouldn't say.
You already started saying.
All you have to do is finish.
Huh?
What are you hiding behind your back?
My father, Gelato, was teaching me a lesson and gave me 5 pennies to buy a book, but instead of a book, I bought a ticket to a puppet show where this scary guy was singing and chasing me.
Weird.
And we fell into some cults where I found these. And I don't know whose they are.
Why, they're yours, of course.
Huh?
Finders keepers.
This lesson-teaching father of yours will be so proud that you have turned 5 pennies into 5 golden coins.
But I didn't.
Hush, child, you're ruining the moment.
Okay, everybody bundled up.
They've got feathers.
So that's a yes. Where'd Pistachio run off to? Are you coming, Pistachio?
Coming, Father.
All right, then. Let's head out.
It takes a clever boy to turn pennies into gold coins. Clever enough for our opportunity.
Opportunity?
What would you say if I told you there was a way to turn your 5 golden coins into hundreds?
Well, I was really supposed to buy a book with this, so me and the ducks could learn more about art.
Oh, ducks know everything there is to know about art. That's a fact.
Indeed. And what's the purpose of an education, other than to teach you how to go out into the world and make money? And here's your opportunity. The Waterfront Carnival!
It'll be such fun!
And won't your father be impressed when you show him you are such a clever boy?
All right, let's do it! Wow, this is way better than art!
And here we are, 1 gold coin to play.
Calling all clever children, win, 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 at the Wheel of Moolah.
What's Moolah?
More money than you could possibly count.
I don't know how to count.
Ah, see how honest I am.
How does it work?
Simple. You give me a gold coin and spin the wheel. Wherever it stops, you multiply your money that many times.
Wow, so the worst that could happen is I get my gold coin back.
Math's not really your thing, is it?
Spin away! Come on, Big Ten!
0? Oops! That almost never happens.
Oh, you lose. Looks like this one's mine.
lose? That wasn't supposed to happen.
Aw, I'm sure you'll win it back in the next game.
Really?
Of course. Why would we steer you wrong?
Field trips always make me hungry. Who wants a corn dog?
1, 2, 3, gelato?
Hey, one of my ducklings is missing.
You mean pistachio.
Pistachio? What happened to pistachio?
I have no idea. But it is not that bad. You still have got 3 other ducklings.
Cricket.
Caterpillar.
Remember the painting of the lost sheep? Like any good shepherd, I love all my children the same. That means you. And pistachio, too. I won't rest until we're all home. No matter what.
Better make that corn dog to go.
And now it's time for Obscure Broadway Show Tunes with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings an obscure Broadway show tune. Without further ado, from the unknown musical Office Supplies, the heartrending love song, Where Have All the Staplers Gone?
We don't have much time before the big meeting.
No. No, we don't.
Have you seen the scissors, miss?
They're in the bottom drawer.
I tried that drawer, but they're there no more.
That's odd.
I know, I thought for sure.
Have you seen the masking tape?
It's right next to the phone.
That's what I thought, but now it's not. I guess I should have known.
Where have all the staplers gone? What happened to our paper clips?
The ballpoint pens are gone again.
They're gone again. The stick-it pads have lost their stick. Do you remember when
the rubber bands were in their place?
They're in the middle drawer.
Light bulbs easy to replace.
Yes.
There were always more.
Reams of paper raining down.
Legal pads aplenty.
Highlighters in every hue.
Remember?
Never less than 20. Oh, where have all the staplers gone? What happened to our paper clips?
The ballpoint pens are gone again.
They're gone again.
We've run out of packing slips.
Someday my prints will come.
Please replace the toner.
Someday we'll find more.
Our vanilla folders.
Someday my prints will come.
Where's the printer cable?
Someday we'll find more of
adhesive shipping labels. Where have all the staplers gone? What happened to our paper clips?
The ballpoint pens are gone again.
They're gone again.
Staplers gone.
This has been Obscure Broadway Show Tunes with Lead. Tune in for Act 2, Revenge of the Staplers.
So Gelato went off in search of his little lost duckling.
Wooden boy.
While something entirely less noble was going on at the carnival.
You lose again. 2 in a row.
Again? I give up. I think it's probably best to just go home.
Wait! You still have 3 gold coins.
But...
Mm-hmm.
You're on your own. You can't give up. There's three more coins. There's better luck. If you return to your father empty-handed, you'll only disappoint and then be reprimanded. You must You're not sunk. You're more tough. You'll win big.
Really, really big.
You'll play rough.
Rough.
You don't need your father's love.
No need to listen to your dad. You know enough. You've got gold. Minus one. You'll get paid. You'll have fun.
Oops, not again. Oh, ain't that rough?
No need to listen to your dad. You know enough.
He's on his own. I can't give up. Have you seen him? Or am I out of luck? He needs a dad to help him make it through. And since that's who I am, that's what I'm gonna do.
You?
It's true.
The bookseller told Gelato that she had seen a strange wooden boy headed for the waterfront. This troubled Gelato, who was afraid Pistachio might fall into the sea and float off like driftwood. He thanked the woman and was off.
You're not broke.
You're just close.
You haven't spent all of your gold just almost. But even if you run out of your stuff, no need to listen to your dad, you know enough.
You lose again. Ha! This is my lucky night.
Oh, no. I can't go home to Gelato with nothing.
Good thing there's one game where you can win riches beyond your wildest dreams.
But I only have one gold coin left.
That's all it takes, Pistachio. One gold coin.
But that's everything.
You're in deep,
you're all alone.
Almost sunk.
I won't give up.
You've got a golden coin, but need a little luck.
Oh dear, where are you?
Follow us.
I'll brave the sea.
Now it is rough.
Bring you back to me.
No need to listen to your dad, you know enough. No need to listen to your dad, you know enough.
Pistachio, you and you alone are not enough.
Rainbow of Fortune. That's kind of scary.
Being on your own can be quite scary. But isn't that what you wanted?
I thought it was.
Oh, well. Gelato's probably already forgotten about you. I bet he's got other kids that listen.
How do you play?
Oh, simple, really. You sit in this car and advance up the ramp every time you answer a question correctly. The higher up you go, the more you win. You can stop whenever you want and walk away with the money. But
if you choose to answer a question and get it wrong, well, you lose everything.
All right.
For 10 gold coins, here is question number one. In the story of the lost sheep, how many sheep ran away?
Hey, I know this. Just one.
What?
Huh?
Oh, but that is correct.
You win 10 gold coins.
But if you continue to the next question, you could win 100 gold coins.
100 gold coins?
Of course, you risk losing the 10. Do you want question two?
Question two!
All righty then. For 100 gold coins, here is question number two.
In the story of the lost sheep, why did the shepherd leave the 99 to go off and search for the one lost sheep?
I can't believe it. I know this one too. Because he was a good shepherd, and he loved all his sheep.
Correct. You've just won 100 gold coins. Of course, question 3 is worth 1,000.
1,000? Yes, question 3.
Where did we get these questions? He knows them.
Yes, I know them because Gelato...
Who?
My father!
He's looking for me. He didn't forget about me after all. I'm coming, Father! Right after I win the gold and make him proud of me.
Should we take naps and come back when you're ready?
I'm ready now. Fire away!
We will.
For 1,000 gold coins, here is question 3. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Huh? I don't know that. Nobody knows that.
Then you shouldn't have risked everything.
But you said you wouldn't steer me wrong.
No, we said why would we steer you wrong? And the answer is 5 gold coins.
High fives!
No hands, numbskull. I knew I'd find you.
I can't hear you. Battle closer. Gelato? Dad! Oh, no! Gelato? Oh, no! He's gone! And it's my fault!
What is your fault?
You're beautiful. And you're...
Blue?
Are you the blue fairy?
It's pronounced blueberry. What exactly are you doing here?
Looking for my dad. We were out at sea.
Oh? Why were you out at sea?
At that exact moment, Pistachio had a choice to make. He knew that telling the truth was the right thing to do. But if he did, the blueberry would know that Pistachio was the reason Gelato was lost. So, he lied.
My father is a fisherman, and we were out catching the largest fish you've ever seen.
Remember what happened the first time Pistachio lied?
Oh! Is that really why your father was out at sea?
Yep, that's the whole truth.
What's happening? What am I gonna do? I can't go through life like this. I'll get used for a coat rack. How do I get my nose back to normal?
You must listen to your father, Pistachio.
What? How do you know my name?
Gelato loves you, and he wants what is best for you. You must learn from his teaching, or you will never be happy.
Well, if you know so much about me, why don't you just tell me what I should do next?
You know what you should do. Listen to your father. Tell the truth. Well, I must go. A good friend needs my help. Au revoir! Don't give up hope!
Thank you.
workshop. Maybe that cricket will know what to do. This is crazy. My nose keeps throwing me off balance.
Hey, what do you do? I'm walking here.
Sorry. Oh, for crying out loud.
Why there, Cricket? I am not a cricket. I am a caterpillar.
Silly Cricket.
Huh? Cricket?
I am not a... Pistachio, you are alive.
I'm looking for Gelato.
Me too. That is why I left home all by myself in this big, mean, caterpillar-eating world.
I don't eat caterpillars.
Good. I hear we are quite tasty.
Who's with the ducklings?
Oh, a good friend is helping me out.
No, I'm a blueberry, but I get that all the time. No, I've never played Monopoly, but I'll give it a go.
What is this story with your smeller?
My what?
Your nose! It looks like a sapling!
Oh, it's a long story.
Not as long as that honker sticking out of your face!
Cricket, Gelato is lost, and it's all my fault! Why are you smiling?
Gelato would be very pleased.
What? Why?
Because you are doing what he said. He told you to take responsibility for your mistakes. That means you listened. He would be so proud of you right now. Oh, goody goody gumdrops. Where are you taking us now, Horsey? Horsey? No, Horsey.
Oh, dear. Whoa!
Look at that. A flying cricket and a boy made out of wood.
That's enough time in the sun, dear.
We are floating. We are sinking.
This couldn't get any worse.
Deja vu just isn't strong enough.
Where are we?
We are inside a big fish.
And we're still alive?
Oh, you can stay alive inside a fish for 2 or 3 days. Trust me, I know. Help me look for some angels.
Wait, I hear something. It sounds like music.
That does not sound like angel music. It sounds...
Italian!
We should have listened to what Mama told us. When it was bedtime, she'd cuddle and hold us. And say, boys, please remember your poor Uncle Clark. Never take meatballs to sea after dark.
They look a little like Gelato.
Yeah, I'd say more Brando or De Niro.
Wait a second.
We have found Gelato's long-lost brothers. Mamma mia.
A sorry old uncle sat out with the meatball, rolling the stormy seas just after nightfall. And so he discovered this fact so infernal. Great fish that love meatballs are also nocturnal. But we didn't listen for pride or for spite. We set out a rowing with meatballs at night. And just like our uncle, oh God rest his soul, for want of our meatballs, a fish ate us whole.
It makes me miss my father even more.
Don't you get me crying.
So children, please listen to your dads and mamas as they tuck you in your footy pajamas. Their wisdom will save you from trouble, no question. Awaking up inside a fishy's intestine. We're sorry, Mama, that we didn't listen. Our hearts are now heavy, our faces they glisten with tears of regret for our pride and our spite. And then we took meatballs to sea in the night.
Gelato!
What? Huh?
Who said my name?
Father?
Pistachio?
Father!
Pistachio! Cricket! Your nose!
Oh, Dad! I spent the 5 cents and I went and I tried to win more money, then I lost and I almost drowned, and then I lied and I almost crashed because there was no horsey till I got eaten by this fish!
All true?
I am so, 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 so sorry.
It's okay, Pistachio. Who's with the ducklings?
They're in good hands.
Oh, the park place with a hotel. That's $1,500, please.
I prayed that I would find you again someday.
So did I.
Hey, we're starving here. Let's eat.
Oh, I almost forgot. Pistachio, Cricket, these are my brothers.
How have you stayed alive all these years?
This fish. It swallowed our delivery boat filled with meatballs. He loves eating Italian.
Including us.
It's not so bad, really. While we try to get home, we eat and we sing.
And sing and eat. You know what I'm saying? I bet you do. I bet you know what I'm saying.
And we got loads of oil for the lamps. Keeps the mood lighting going, you know?
We gotta do something about that nose. That's why I always say, never leave home without your tools.
I have never heard you say that.
I always say it starting now.
Hooray! Hooray! Good, it's nice.
Boy, I'm starving. Where's all the food?
Oh, we got plenty of food.
Hey, guys, we're out of food.
We're gonna die! Wow!
We've got to get out of here!
Oh, Pistachio, I'm so sorry. I wanted so much more for your life than this. I wanted zoo trips and juggling lessons and...
Hey, we could always eat the castor oil.
What are you, nuts? Castor oil makes you throw up. Forget about it.
At that moment, Pistachio had an idea that could save them all.
Hey, everybody! If we could open and dump all these barrels of castor oil, then maybe the fish will throw up. Quick, roll all the barrels down here where my father's tools are.
Wait, the crow's nest. If we drop the barrels from that height, they'll break and splash all over his stomach.
I don't know. I think the barrels are too strong to break.
Pistachio?
Dad, I know wood. I am wood.
Yes, but I made you. Trust me.
It was the moment of truth. Pistachio had to choose between what he thought was best and what his father knew was best.
Okay, Dad.
He chose wisely, and he listened.
Here we go!
Hey, it's not working.
I really thought it would work.
And now we got no food and just a little oil in the lamp. Oh, great. See that? Now we're in the dark.
Wow, someone's really hungry. Was that your stomach, Espresso?
That was not my stomach. Hey, Dorito.
Hey, it wasn't me.
Wait, could that be?
Here we go.
Somebody, pick up the cricket!
I thought you were a caterpillar!
Whatever! Hold me!
That was disgusting!
I smell like linguine with clam sauce!
Hey, and meatballs!
Good thinking, Pistachio. You're a great listener.
thanks, Dad.
Well, now what do we do? We are in the middle of the ocean.
Still got your tools?
Always.
Let's build a raft. We can use the canvas for a sail. Just tell me what to do, Dad. I promise I'll listen closely.
Look at this guy. Hey, what a bright boy.
So instead of Pistachio getting his own way, he got something even better. He became part of a real family. And it was all because he listened to his father.
Wow, Dad. I love it.
It's from the museum gift shop. Happy birthday, Pistachio.
And so Gelato, Pistachio, all his brother ducklings, and Cricket...
Caterpillar!
You are my hero.
...lived happily ever after.
A mother and a father know the ways to live life right. So listen, little children, and your days will turn out bright. So listen, little children, and your life will turn out bright.
Isn't that a great story, Bob?
It sure was. Larry, what's everybody doing here?
Oh, well, I invited the cast to come check out the new kitchen. What do you think, guys?
I love what you've done with the place. Blue. Very tasteful.
An ambience I can't refuse.
Guys, it's a throw pillow and blue walls. If you don't mind, we're trying to wrap up the show.
We're over here by Cordy to talk about what we've learned today.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in his book.
Hey, you know, a throw pillow can really make all the difference.
You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. Now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
This is a very fancy computer.
That's pretty fancy.
You know what you can do with this? You can go online. You can find more blue walls with a computer.
Let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today.
Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Ephesians 6:1-3.
That's right, Larry. When Pistachio did whatever he wanted to do and didn't listen to Gelato, he ended up in big trouble.
But then he learned that Gelato was older and wiser, and that he loved him and wanted what was best for him.
Just like my mom and dad, they love me and want what's best for me. That's why I should listen to them.
You got it, Liam.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Larry.
Wow, that is so cool.
Let it all out, big guy. Let it all out.
Oh, that's okay. What's the matter with you?
Always remember... God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye!
I love that pillow.
What?
This is a fancy place.